We continue Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Yud, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. Ralav Shavel Devar Torah, if somebody sees his father violating what it says in the Torah, Layamelai, don't tell him, Avarat al Devar Torah, that you have violated what it says in the Torah. Layamelai, what you should do is say, Abba, Father, Ksiba Torah Kach V'Kach, it says in the Torah like this, Kilo Shoyli Menu, as if he's asking a question, V'loikim as Hirai, but not as if he's warning him. V'av Yovim Atzboi, and the father will understand on his own that he should stop doing what he should do, V'lois Baish, but it won't happen through embarrassing. And as if somebody sees his father, a parent, doing something improper halachically, he should always try to come up with a way to stop him in the most respectful manner. However, if that doesn't work, then he should tell him what he has to tell him. But on the other hand, if he knows that even if he tells his father, it won't stop him from doing what he's doing, so then there's a difference. If there's a violation of Issa D'Raisa, he should tell him. If it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, there's a concept of Mutar Shei Shoyig Yivayim Yizidim. Better they should remain a Shoyig and don't say anything. Suf Yud Aleph, Amalei Avav Lava Devar Torah, if his father told him to violate what it says in the Torah, Bein HaMitzvah Saseh, Bein HaLoisa Saseh, whether he told him to violate a Mitzvah Saseh or Mitzvah Loisa Saseh, a Fila Mitzvah Devarim, even on a Drabonon, Loish Mala, don't listen to him. Now, this becomes a very difficult question, because it's very clear that if the father tells him to violate what it says in the Torah, we're not supposed to listen. The question is, not everything is so clear. Sometimes there's different chumras and minhagim that people take upon themselves, and the parents may not necessarily be happy with that. What will be the halacha? So there's a number of factors to take into consideration. One is, how serious is this halacha? If it's a minig, but it's a minig that's been accepted by all of Klal Yisrael, it's much more serious than a minig that one has taken upon himself. Moreover, it also depends how much does it bother the parent that the child is doing it. So those two considerations, how serious of a minig it is and how much do the parents don't want you to do it, need to be taken into consideration. The Ksiv, Ish Ivam of Tarovish of Soyse to Shmiru, and Nia Shem Lakechem, Samach Shabbos to Mara of Aim. The Pasik puts the Loch of Shmir Shabbos next to Mara of Aim, Loimer. Abish is a Ticha Mara of Aim, even though I've warned you, in Mamelach Chalel, so Shabbos, if a parent tells you to be Michal Shabbos, Av Tishbel, I don't listen to what he says. We came to Kol Mishamitzis, and that's the Loch of by all mitzvahs. And Nia Shem Lakechem, you and your father are both obligated to respect me. Don't pay heed to him if he tells me to violate. If he tells you to violate what it says in the Torah, the gam mitzvot rabbanim, even mitzvot rabbanim, divrei Hashem yizbarach shmahem. They are messages from Hashem. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, loisasu. We have to loisasu min adav shigidl chayyamim a smile. Amlay aviv shleidab min plenty. The father told him, don't talk with a certain individual, or don't forgive him if he did something wrong to you. But the son would like to make peace with this individual. Don't pay attention to what the father said. We may never hate a Jew. Unless this Jew is violating what it says in the Torah. So when the father tells you to be on bad terms with this individual, what the father is really telling you is Sha'av Tzivo, Lava Devatari, your father is telling you to violate what it says in the Torah. As we're learning, one is not obligated to listen to a parent who tells him to violate what it says in the Torah. Sif Yud Beis, my ben writes to Lechus Leiz Makam Lema Torah. If a son wants to go learn Torah in a certain place, then the Sham Yilai tells Yosem Vakan, because he'll be more successful there. But I have Mach B'Yodim Eizatam, and the father doesn't want him to go there, Ain't a chayiv lishmai love. He doesn't have to listen to his parents. The Talmud Torah govern with kibbutz aim. Talmud Torah is more important than kibbutz of aim. K'rimitzinu b'Yakovinu, as we find by Yakovinu all of Shalom. Shaholach miYitzchak, when he went from Yitzchak, nitma beis hemedrash l'shem, he was in the yeshiva of Shem Abba Asashanam for 14 years of Osak B'Torah. V'akach cholach l'beis Lavan, then he went to the home of Lavan. Nishna Sham Uderach Demas Rishana, he was there for 22 years. V'nanesh al Eilah Ashtayim V'es Mishana Shlikim Kiva of Aim, he was punished for those 22 years. V'nalem Amena Yosef Shtayim V'es Rishana, that Yosef was separated from him for 22 years. However, V'al Eilah Abbas Rishana, for the 14 years, Shasuk V'Taira, that he was learning Loi Nanesh. V'kain, Ena Ben, my ben writes to Lisa Isha, if a boy, if son wants to marry a certain woman, v'av enim sratza, and the parents are not happy, ena ben chayiv l'shmaylai. However, as much as we're learning that Talmud Torah takes precedence, if a son is learning Torah and the father asks him to do something for him at that time, which no one else could do, you should do it. Unless he's asking him to do it on a regular basis. On a regular basis, he doesn't have to be mevatel Torah. When we speak about shiduchim, that the son doesn't have to listen to the father, that's only in a case where the father is not really offering a good explanation. But in a case where the father is offering a good reason, he knows there's an issue with his family, with this girl, or it is a shiduch that goes against what the halacha teaches us, then the halacha is he should listen to his parents. Sif Yigimel, Echad Ish v'Echad Isha, both a man and a woman, Chayovim b'kibud of aim, are obligated in the mitzvah kibud of aim. El she isha and the sul labal, a woman who's married, kivin she mishubedes labal, once she's married, she's obligated to do what her husband asks her. L'fikach, he b'tur m'kibud of aim, therefore then, she's absolved from kibud of aim. Vach in bala ain't a makbrala, but if her husband doesn't care and he lets her do for her parents, mechieves b'chal davish efshalab, she should do whatever she can. Certainly, in a case where doing for her parents doesn't interfere in any way with a marriage, so she's obligated to show respect to her parents, she never has a right to violate what we discussed, that a person has a chiv to have yira for fear for a parent, that a married woman doesn't have a right to not do. And in general, a husband should encourage his wife to try to show kibud av aim, not the other way around. Sif Yudalad, kol mevaza avavas imoy, if somebody embarrasses a parent, a feel b'dvarim, even just words, a feel b'remizam, even just in a slight fashion, Hareza Beklal Orami Pi Gvura. He's a person who Rachman Slan is cursed from Hashem. Shenemar Orem Makal Aviv Imay. Sif Tezvav. And this halacha, the Paiskun say, should be even in a person's heart. A person, even in his heart, should have the greatest respect for his parent. Should have the greatest respect for his parent. In a person's eyes, a parent is supposed to be always considered great and special. Sif Tezvav. If a parent has a thorn stuck, he shouldn't take it out. That maybe he'll cause a wound in them, which is a serious avera. And therefore, any type of procedure which could cause a parent to bleed, taking out a tooth, giving him an injection, anything like that, a child should avoid doing for his parents. When it comes to a haircut, if you can be confident that you're not going to cause a parent to bleed, then you can give a parent a haircut. Otherwise, one should be careful. Cain, in a benarife, if the son is a doctor, layak slam dam, the son should not be the one to do bloodletting on a parent, and certainly not do surgery, even if he has the best of intentions. But medvar mamurim sheish achalasos. This is all to someone else available. Avam ein shem achalasos. If there's no one else available, v'hein mitzdarim, and the parent needs this procedure, harei makas dam v'chayta kfitzar chafua, then he should do whatever is necessary. Furthermore, if the son is a greater expert in this type of a procedure, surgery, than anyone else, then the son may do it. If it's difficult to find someone else, then the son may do it. If it will be very expensive to find somebody else, then one, and it means using the father's money in that type of a fashion, then maybe the son should do it himself. And certainly if the father specifically wants the son to do it, he says, you're the one I want and trust the best, then he may do it. Siftazai Mishanich for Data Shlava Vishalimai, a parent who's not at the strongest mental situation, Mishtadl emotional situation, Mishtadl Lining Imank Fidatim, one should treat them with the greatest respect, Achiracham Hashem Aleyim. Vimefshal Lamad Nation Nishtatu B'Yoyser, but if it comes to a situation where their situation is very poor, you should ask others to take care of the parent, for the concern is that he may not be able to do what he's supposed to do. A parents have to become careful in what they ask the children to do. They shouldn't cause the children to do the wrong thing by not doing what they ask. Sometimes the parent should just look away. Because a parent is meichel, forgives his kavod kvaydei mochum. And therefore, if a father, a parent knows that what he's asking won't be listened to, then don't ask for it. And it's appropriate that every parent should be meichel their children, even if they didn't do what they want them to do, because they shouldn't be the reason that the parent, that the child should be punished. Even though we just learned that a parent has a right to forgive his honor, a child, and you have a parent that does that indeed, a child should still try to respect his parent as much as possible, even if he knows his parents are forgiving. One is not allowed to hit an adult child. And adult doesn't mean based on years. We have to look at the child. Whenever there's a concern that the parent action will cause an inappropriate reaction from the child, even the child is not even bar mitzvah yet, he may not hit him. You should just speak to him. We find somebody striking an adult child, so we put him at the cherim. He's causing his child to do something wrong. And as I saw the Paiskim say, this doesn't just apply in terms of hitting him physically. Even speaking to him and acting towards a child in a way that will cause that the child should have an inappropriate reaction to the parent is something that a parent should do whatever he can to prevent putting the child in that type of a situation.